Have you ever walked past a shipping container and thought, that could be a plant nursery? Because that's exactly what some growers are doing now.
Right, and it's not as wild as it sounds. Shipping containers offer something really special for hydroponic houseplant propagation. Complete environmental control. You can dial in temperature, humidity, light, even CO2 levels with precision.
That's the dream, right? No more guessing games with Mother Nature. What makes these metal boxes so appealing compared to, say, a greenhouse?
Well, think about modularity. You can stack them, expand your operation by adding units, and they provide excellent insulation. The structure keeps internal temps stable no matter what's happening outside. Plus, they're secure, protecting your propagation efforts from theft or extreme weather.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And I've heard the enclosed nature helps with pests, too.
Exactly. In a closed system like this, you're drastically reducing the incidence of pests and pathogens. That's huge when you're dealing with cuttings and seedlings. Those vulnerable early stages, the clean, sterile environment means healthier plants from the start.
So we've established the container itself is like a fortress. But let's talk about what's inside. What hydroponic methods work best for propagating houseplants in these setups?
Great question. Nutrient film technique and deep water culture are both highly adaptable. With NFT, you've got a thin stream of nutrient solution flowing along a channel, and with DWC, roots are suspended in oxygenated water. Both lead to faster growth rates because of improved aeration and dissolved oxygen levels.
And those oxygen levels, why do they matter so much?
Improved oxygen helps roots absorb nutrients more efficiently and supports strong metabolic processes, allowing plants to achieve healthier, more vigorous growth, and higher yields. Basically, oxygen is like the turbo boost for your root system. It lets plants work smarter, not harder.
I see. That's helpful. What about the actual rooting process? How do you start a cutting in a hydroponic container farm?
Specialized rooting sponges are your best friend here. They're suitable for various hydroponic systems and maintain their structural integrity and nutrient solutions, so they won't break down and clog your irrigation pipes. You propagate your cuttings in these sponges, and once you see white, healthy roots emerging, you transfer them into net pots for NFT or directly into your DWC setup.
This often leads to a smooth transition, minimizing transplant shock, though careful handling is still important to ensure plants adapt well.
Exactly. Commercial growers love this because it lets them meet tight schedules for crop rotation. You know exactly when your next batch will be ready, which is critical for maintaining consistent production.
That point about tight schedules sets up our next piece, resource efficiency. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're looking to level up your houseplant care, check out John Niponics. They offer a supportive online community where you can ask questions, share photos, and learn from other plant lovers without any judgment. You'll find practical guidance, beginner-friendly plants, and plant care solutions designed to solve common problems like overwatering or pests. Stop guessing with your plants and start seeing real results. Learn more at www.johnniponics.com.
Picking up on those tight schedules, how do these container systems handle water and fertilizer consumption compared to traditional methods?
Oh, it's a huge difference. Hydroponics in shipping containers can reduce water usage by up to 90% because of recirculation. The closed system means less evaporation, and plants function more efficiently overall. Fertilizer consumption drops too. You're delivering nutrients directly to the roots with minimal waste.
90%. That's incredible for anyone worried about sustainability. Now, you mentioned vertical farming earlier. How does that factor in?
Vertical setups maximize your footprint. Inside a single container, you can stack growing levels and propagate a large number of houseplants in a compact space. It's perfect for urban areas or places where land is expensive or limited. I mean, you could fit one of these in a parking lot and suddenly you've got a mini plant factory.
Right. Talk about making the most of limited space. So to everyone listening who's thinking about space constraints, this could be your solution. What about lighting? I assume natural sunlight isn't enough in a metal box.
Definitely, LED grow lights are the go-to. You can optimize the light spectrum for different growth stages, and they're energy efficient. That's one of the three big tech pieces: lighting, climate control, and nutrient delivery.
Rule of three right there. Let's shift gears a bit. What are some common issues people run into when they try this, and how do you troubleshoot them?
Good question. Air circulation is critical. Without proper ventilation, you can get mold and mildew in that humid environment. You need fans and exhaust systems to keep air moving. I actually had a friend who set up a container farm and neglected airflow. Within 2 weeks, he was dealing with mold on his cuttings. Learn that lesson fast.
Oof, that's a tough way to learn. What about nutrient management?
Monitoring pH and electrical conductivity is essential. EC tells you the nutrient concentration, too high or too low, and your plants suffer. Consistent delivery and regular checks keep everything dialed in. And hygiene, using sterile equipment and media, prevents pathogens from sneaking into your closed system.
Right, because once something gets in, it's contained with your plants, not ideal.
Exactly, but when you manage those factors well, you're producing high-quality transplants efficiently. Advanced techniques like recirculating deep water culture and high-pressure aeroponics can really scale up production while maintaining quality.
And keeping mother plants in these systems, what's the advantage there?
Hydroponic mother plants are often easier to keep pest and pathogen free due to the controlled environment and absence of soil, which eliminates many common soil-borne issues. You're cloning from a clean source, which means your cuttings start off healthier. Less labor, less handling, and no dealing with those problems.
I see. Interesting.
I started keeping a few mother plants in a small DWC setup last year, and the difference was night and day. Zero fungus gnats, zero root rot. It made propagation so much easier.
That's a great real-world example. So, if someone's listening and thinking, I want to try this, what's the first step?
Start small. Understand your environmental controls. Pick a reliable hydroponic method like DWC or NFT, and invest in quality rooting sponges and LED lights. Automation helps reduce manual labor, but you still need to monitor and adjust. The beauty is, once you get it dialed in, the system practically runs itself.
Together, we're going to see more of these container farms popping up in urban areas, I think. The combination of controlled environment agriculture and hydroponics just makes too much sense for efficient propagation. You're seeing optimized results in terms of growth rate, yield, and resource efficiency that are often difficult to achieve with traditional soil methods due to the lack of precise environmental control.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time for growers looking to maximize space and resources while producing top quality houseplants.